Here's some breakfast for your brain.
Well, it's really strange right now when it comes to buying a new vehicle. I mean, the word new to you, it's going to be a new vehicle that you're going to drive, right? Whether it's pre-owned or new off the lot. This is Bill Wills. John Matarese joins me on our Don't Waste Your Money Consumer Guy over at News 5. Hey, John, traditionally, if you and I were talking about a quote-unquote new vehicle for the family, you'd say, well, Bill, you want to look pre-owned. But with what's going on right now, that's not exactly the case in all models, right?
That's right, Bill. You know, this is a topsy-turvy year for so many things. I think you've talked about what's going on with home sales, yeah. Builders. It's just crazy with prices. And the same thing is happening in the car market. And used car prices are going through the roof this year. If you're looking for a used car, we're talking about one that's within 3 years old. You know, like a lease trade-in, a couple of years old, somebody traded in a lease. Mm-hmm. And normally you get those for so much cheaper than a new car. You know, it's like, oh, you know, Grandpa always said the car depreciates 10 grand the minute you right. drive it off the lot.
Right.
So a lot of people are now conditioned to buy a 2 or 3 year old used car. It looks almost new. You get it for much cheaper. But what's happening now is there's so few used cars in that category available that the prices are soaring on them. And what's happened, we talked to some car dealers, they say a couple of things. One is the rental car companies are not turning in used rental cars because they have like no cars right now. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But also people last year did not turn in cars. They did not trade in cars in the pandemic. They were locked up at home last June and July. They did not want to trade in a car and test drive new cars. So they kept their cars. As a result, the number of used cars for sale, it's like at a 10-year low. Prices are going up. And we looked at a study by the group iccars.com, which analyzed millions of car sales over the past year. And what they're saying is that with a lot of in-demand vehicles, the used car price on one that's like 2 years old is almost the same as the new car price. And I'll give you an example real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Jeep Wrangler. You know, everybody wants a four-door Jeep Wrangler. You see them all over
the
aisle. And with those, the two-year-old price is still so high. I mean, it's only like 5% below the new car price. They say with a new car, you get no miles on it. You get the full manufacturer warranty, which you don't get on a two-year-old car because somebody's been driving it for 2 years. So don't just assume that a 2 or 3 year old vehicle is going to be cheaper, especially if it's a pickup truck or a popular SUV like the Jeep Wrangler. Buying new might be a better value in the long run.
Some of those products, there's a couple Teslas, there's a Toyota on the list. Now, when it comes to continuing buying used, I think in general terms, and I know you hate to be general, but normally the luxury cars, you do better buying pre-owned. I know they're talking about some Mercedes and Lincoln models as well. So I guess bottom line is you got to do your research, right, Jen?
Yeah, you got to do some research because, with the luxury cars, they still depreciate. You want a Cadillac, a Mercedes, a big BMW, big Audi, they depreciate quickly because most luxury car buyers looking for those, they want a new one. So the used ones that are a few years old are not as popular. Their prices are down. But again, it's the pickup trucks or the big SUVs where the used car prices are through the roof right now.
John Matarese is our Don't Waste Your Money consumer guy over at News 5. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and some of the info we got at iccars.com. John, thanks much.
Great talking to you.